Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Mind Paradox podcast. Today, I really want to dive in into an episode that I have composed in suppress and repress emotions and memories and feelings and how they all tied in together. First, I want to start with a story. And this story was passed down to me by one of my yogi mentors. There was once a man who went to see a yogi and he said, "Please tell me the truth of my being." So the yogi said, "Okay, that's something very simple that I can do. But just one thing that I will require." "Yes," the man said. "What is it?" "I will do anything. Just tell me." The yogi said, "All right then. One thing I need you to do is just sit there for some time, but don't think about an elephant." The man said, "Really? That's it?" And the yogi responded, "Yeah, that's all I need you to do." The man curiously responded with him and looked at him to say, "That's so simple. I just sit there and don't think of an elephant, and the truth of my being will be revealed. Oh, that's so simple." So the man sat there for an hour, and he thought not to think of an elephant. But just the very desire to not think of an elephant, elephants were exploding all over the mind in his experience. So the yogi came back after an hour and asked him, "So, did you manage it?" The man looked at him and just said with the eyes of, "You know, I wish I've never asked you for your advice today. The advice that you've given me has made me deeply neurotic." The yogi laughed and said, "Then you have learned your first lesson. Don't suppress the mind." Any kind of experience that's happening within you is usually expressed. Most of the time, it's a negative experience or a positive experience. We know when a positive experience is around us, we just express it with joy and happy and enlightenment. But what we have been programmed to do is that when we push away to the negative emotions, we just push them aside. We put them on the other side in the back burner, right? In this case, that means that we're suppressing our emotions. With that being said, we push them again to the side. We just kind of brush them aside and we think it's resolved and we escape from it. Then that's it. Resolving it, putting them on the side, not dealing with it, that's the emotion. So, in other words, when we're having a feeling that we don't want to feel, we're consciously avoiding, and that's suppressing. The reality of this is that the experience that we had just pushed away, it actually shifted down to our unconscious mind. And from that point, we pile and pile and pile it up until one day it explodes. This is why some of the times when we get irritated or frustrated, we just kind of, you know, explode based on the emotions, on the facts, or even the events, because unconsciously we have just not dealt with the emotion. And you see, we don't know what to do with that emotion, so we just surface through them and functioning the best way that we can. It's helpful to understand the difference between suppression and repression. Repression is a type of psychological defense. It's actually a mechanism that involves keeping certain thoughts and feelings and urges out of our awareness. That's important to know. And that is huge to remember, that when we repress our emotions are actually away from our awareness. It means we have taken the uncomfortable feeling and emotion and we hid them deep, deep down to the extent that we're no longer aware of them. We just forget about this. As an example of this, when we are kids, if we repress emotions growing up, the patterns and behavior, it causes memories and constantly to bring back up when we're older. Let's say your parents yell at you when you were little, and it made you feel an emotion of sadness or fear or any other unwanted emotion that you might have just pushed aside that you didn't know how to deal with. Well, When you make that shift to your unconscious, you all of a sudden start growing up. You start creating new beliefs, new behaviors. You're starting having a new value system, right? But because you haven't resolved those emotions and they're still there, all of a sudden when, let's say, you start in a relationship and you're feeling sad or hurt or any sort of type of emotion, and those feelings that were repressed start you know, beaming back up to you, you start developing the patterns. And so therefore those patterns are being represented in the relationship that you are. Or it could just be as simple as in the job. If for some reason you're the event that you created when you were little, that let's say you were doing something, it caused you to have sadness or some sort of emotion, it's going to represent back when you're getting older. That's why sometimes a lot of people say, I don't know why I do this, or I don't know why I behave this way. Well, it could be all the way back from when you were younger that you made the installed of that belief of how to behave this way. That's why repressing our memories unconsciously, it just creates patterns and behaviors. And that's one of the things that we have to be aware of, careful for. Avoiding our feelings is never a good idea. It's important to know that suppressed emotions are not better than repressed. It's a delicate balance of learning of witness our emotion and experience them in our mind with total acceptance as they are. Here's the thing. Suppress and repress feeling, seek an outlet, and utilize events or situations as triggers to excuse and vent themselves. This is important to remember. When the pressure of suppressed and repressed feelings exceed the individual's tolerance levels, it rises. It rises to the level that it creates an event out there. When you just want to play something to vent and displays itself. It's crazy to think about this because sometimes this is like almost hallucinating, right? Sometimes we create an event that was not even there just so that we can justify the emotions and the feelings that being repressed. That's huge. This is something that we unconsciously do. Some things are like, let's say we get in a fight with someone. And then all of a sudden you created this whole thing, this scenario in your mind because of you not wanting to deal with the emotions or the events or not dealing with how your emotions are need to be expressed. So you create this event in your mind and that's where you put the blame on. This is where blames and enemies and she said, he said, or other representations get accumulated. This is exactly how it happens in a way of we're creating not responsibility for what we're creating. In this case, we're repressing our feelings and that's a result of it. That's incredible. And that's huge to understand and bringing that to our conscience and being aware of that. It's a lot life changing and it's realizing for us internally of that I create that out there, that I just made a behavior or did I just create something that made me not deal with my feelings. Our life events become influenced by our repressed and suppressed feelings on the physical level. The basic rule of the physics universe is that like attracts likes. This is how repressed emotions manifest in the physical realm. The anger attracts angry thoughts. Love promotes love. The person who has let go of the suppressed emotion and is surrounded by loving thoughts will be surrounded by the loving of everything. It's a pattern that we create. When we bring back up the suppressed memory and we are ready to resolve it, we start bringing in different type of thoughts. The exact same goes for the rich get richer. A mentor of mine once shared this with me. And every time I think about this aspect of like attracts likes, I think about this. He who carries the consciousness of apathy brings poverty into their circumstances, and those with a prosperity circumstances bring abundance into their lives. Remember that. That is seriously one of the most things that I carry consciously, just because I know of the way that it gets constructed into the physical realm. We also must know that repressed memories with unresolved negative emotion is part of the unconscious mind's job. Yeah, that's right. That's a paradox. It is part of who we are too as well. For protection, but later on, here's the key point, later on, the unconscious mind will repress the memories for resolution. That's right, to make conscious of rational and release the emotions easily and effortlessly right in the spot. Releasing the emotions is letting go, basically. And letting go means leaving the energy behind it. You probably have heard that everything around you has energy, but the most important energy to be a witness of, it's the emotions that we're repressing and we're suppressing. Allow yourself to have the feeling without resisting. Be one with the feeling. Surrender and stop modifying the feelings. The reason why we suppress the emotions, one, because we don't know how to handle, and two, we modify them. We add a thought to comprehend it in a way that it would make sense for us. Here's the thing. Focus on the feeling itself, not the thought. Thoughts are endless and self-reinforcing. They are there to breed on each other. They're there to make more sense of what is happening. The thought is in the mind and is trying to explain the presence of the feeling. That's really what it is. A thought is trying to connect the dots of why is the feeling is present. So therefore, it's going to give you all these ideas. When we let go, we detach from the thoughts, deassociate completely. Remember, negative thoughts will not produce results. Therefore, when we surrender, we are at the state of energy coming to us. It's okay if it happens, but it's even better if it doesn't happen. We begin to enjoy our emotions at a whole new level. We are in joy of them as they are. It's a simple balance of understanding our emotions, but more than anything, being the witness of how we are experiencing our emotions. I want to leave you with this quote. This is one of my favorite quotes from a Greek philosopher, Heraclitus, basically. No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man. This is one of my favorite quotes from him. Every time I think about this, it reminds me of we're changing in this path. We're growing and we are creating new environments and we're growing in many different ways. When we let go of an emotion and we completely detach the energy, know that we have completely let go. If you revisit an energy, or you revisit the emotion again, you won't be the same. You will be a different person. And that's the key. Know that this is the path that we're creating. And more than anything, be the witness of your emotions. Be the witness of understanding what is happening. Know the fact that your mind and your thoughts are here to support you. But this is a time for us to be conscious of what truly everything that is happening in the environment. If we're really ready to take the chance and really commit to ourselves, to start, the key start, it's the consciousness of our emotions. Be the witness of your emotions. Remember to share this with a friend. If you know anyone that could resonate with this episode or that really needs to hear this information, make sure to share it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for next week. Make sure to like it, review it, and share it. It would be much appreciated from yours truly.